The Apostle Paul writes, "He who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies." I speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our gospel pivots around the shortest verse in Christian scripture. Jesus wept. He weeps because one of his closest friends, Lazarus, has fallen ill and died. During this time when we have been asked to stay in place, I've been fascinated by the fact that Jesus also stayed where he was before going to Lazarus. St. John writes, "Though Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, after hearing that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in place where he was." The natural reaction in hearing that your best friend is deeply ill is to perhaps go out and be there with him. Yet Jesus stays in place. He is across the Jordan, a place where he has escaped to because he was fleeing those who had tried to arrest him. Certainly, he longs to see one of his most intimate friends, yet he temporarily chooses not to. Rather than immediately rushing out, he remains in place. Staying in place has a specific connotation throughout Scripture. Whether it is staying in place following his baptism by John, or going to the mountains for prayer, Scripture testifies that Jesus consistently took time to stay in place in order to pray and regroup. While there is time for action, Jesus shows us that such action can only become wholesome when it is undergirded by staying in place, taking time to center, regroup, and pray. It's following these times of deep contemplation and prayer that Jesus performs miracles. He heals. He spends time with those who most desperately need him. And in our gospel today, after 2 days of contemplation, Jesus heads near Jerusalem to Bethany to be with his best friend. Quite aware of the risk of being arrested, prayer gives Jesus the comfort, the solace, and the strength to carry out his fundamental mission, to give life with his words by proclaiming, "I am the resurrection and the life," and to put those words into action by miraculously awakening Lazarus from the slumber of death. Staying in place, whether a forced exile or self-imposed isolation, is difficult but needed. Scripture testifies that in moments where we stay in place, God's Spirit breathes new life. For instance, take a look at our first lesson. The prophet Ezekiel is speaking to a people who are in exile. The Babylonians held the Jewish people in captivity. Before their very eyes, the center of Jewish cultural and religious identity, the temple and the city of Jerusalem, has become overrun and lays in shambles. All hope seems lost. Their spirit is crushed, and their flesh is forcibly removed from the place they called home. What remains is a remnant, bones scattered in a valley, without muscles to attach to, cartilage to connect with, and marrow, the lifeblood that has been sucked dry. Yet when God breathes the breath of creation upon those very bones, they reconnect with each other and become alive. They are restored, for exile is temporary. Amidst feeling cut off and utterly hopeless, God promises to resurrect the people of Israel to their land. The same spirit that returns the exiles from Babylon to Jerusalem and resurrected Lazarus from the grave dwells in each and every one of us. Whether it be the shadows of COVID-19, the perils of death, the fall of the stock market, global insecurity, and uncertainty about the future, God has promised that God who raised Christ from the dead will give us life. Sisters and brothers, at this time we can only discern God's work, the work of the Spirit, if we stay in place. Believe me, staying in place has been difficult for all of us. Like many of you, my central identity is tied to Christian community and worship. And as a creature of habit, I'm used to getting to the office, spending moments of silence, answering email, and then heading off for a cup of coffee at my favorite coffee shop, and then engaging in ministry for the day. My life, like your lives, consisted of daily routine, a regimen that gave me purpose, energy, and fulfillment. Yet a couple of weeks ago, all that has become familiar to me, all that has become familiar to us, has taken a hiatus, has been disruptive, because now we are called to stay in place. Staying in place has not only been a time of prayer for me, it has become a great teacher. I have learned to be more grateful. Rather than taking for granted my stroll on Main Street, bustling with the sound of life, staying in place has given me the opportunity to be more grateful for the people that I meet on a daily basis. Those who work on the front lines of medicine, our sisters and brothers who contribute to the common good by working at our grocery stores and pharmacies, I've learned to be more grateful. I have become more grateful for energizing conversations that I have at my favorite coffee shop. Staying in place has also taught me to appreciate the deep ties that we have with one another. We are human beings. We share common elements. We share common needs. And we make each other whole, for we are entirely dependent on each other. We are intertwined, embedded. Even with the many blessings of technology, we have come to understand, or I have come to understand, that my life cannot be solely lived over the internet. I need human proximity because we are linked with each other. Staying in place has created a deeper yearning for me for the Eucharistic meal and for our community that comes together, sewn together by the Lord of life, Jesus Christ. The Eucharistic meal is centered on resurrection, a hope that the church has borne witness to, a hope that the Spirit that restored the people of Israel, gave life to Lazarus, and resurrected Jesus, continues to work in humanity and through science and technology to come with solutions that solves our current pandemic. Beloved, we are called to stay in place in such a time as this. I invite you to take this opportunity to stay in place by centering yourselves through prayer. In centering yourselves, perhaps you will make a list of what you are grateful for. Perhaps you can take this opportunity to deeply explore the ties that you have with your beloved, with each other, with our community. During this wilderness experience, our experience of exile, I invite you to deeply delve into what it means to be a people who bear witness to the power of resurrection. Beloved, stay in place. Let us pray. Almighty God, you alone can bring order. Grant us grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that even among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may surely be fixed where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.